Last month, the University of Alaska began advertising a 400-acre timber sale near Haines. The location of the proposed sale has drawn concerns from the community. This week, the university and the Haines Assembly met to address the sale.
You know, I can't make you all believers, but I'm here to make you all believers.
That's UA Regional Resource Manager Patrick Kelly. He and representatives from the Alaska Mental Health Trust came to Haines in response to feedback from the borough. The Mental Health Trust also owns land in the area. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt brought up some of the concerns about a timber sale on the Chilkat Peninsula. The area is home to many residential properties.
Your proposed action could put a potential clear cut smack in the middle of a residential zone where residents have been buying and developed properties for the past 30 years on the understanding that such activities such as commercial logging on that scale was not allowed in the area.
The university proposed the sale after the Haines Planning Commission started discussing whether to restrict resource extraction in Mud Bay. The university owns land there, and the activity is not addressed in borough code. Here's Morfitt questioning UA's Kelly.
Were it not for the borough pursuing, or the planning commission pursuing this resource extraction ordinance, would you have brought this sale forward at this time?
Probably not.
Assemblymember Heather Lendy questioned whether the timber sale could even happen, based on borough zoning.
The proposed timber sale is in an area that is a rural residential zone with 3-acre minimum lot size and no industry.
Members of the assembly asked whether the university has considered the land for a residential subdivision. They pointed to the Letnikoff Estates subdivision established in the 1990s. Kelly said the state was in a different situation then.
It was a way different time. 1997, we were flush. We had tons of money. Juno was giving it out in bushel baskets. There was no want in this state whatsoever. This is different.
But Kelly didn't rule a subdivision out. He said the university is considering all its options, from do nothing to do everything.
The market may not support this timber sale. It seems to me, it's very apparent to me as an individual, that all I've heard since I've been involved in this is clear cut, period. Nothing else has been addressed. But there's endless opportunities of other ways of doing timber harvest here, or not.
And Kelly said there could be ways to reach a solution that is a win-win for both the university and the Haines Borough. For instance, if the borough really wants a residential subdivision to be considered, Kelly said it could build the roads to get there.
If there's a concern with the timber, what would really facilitate this? Build the roads. That's how the university gets access to its property. That's prudent land management, utilizing our resources to get to the win-win.
Right now, residents who live on the peninsula walk or boat across the bay, depending on the tides. Many residents have spoken out against the proposed sale. But Assemblymember Brenda Josephson said she's heard from many people in favor of it and the possible economic opportunity. Josephson turned to her fellow assembly members.
Just as University and Mental Health Trust has to act in the best interest of their beneficiaries, we, the assembly, have to act in the best interest of the borough as a whole.
Kelly from the university said he's also gotten a lot of positive feedback on the timber sale. But those comments won't be public until the end of the month. The bid and comment deadline for the sale is November 22nd. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.